Cigarette Butts. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. When we talk about the hazards of cigarettes, we typically focus on health risks, lung cancer, heart disease, or the dangers of secondhand smoke. But there's another threat that receives less attention, environmental health. Every year, 4 trillion cigarette butts are thrown away. Not only do their filters contain non-biodegradable plastic, but they contain toxins and carcinogens that leach into the environment. A single cigarette butt soaked in a liter of water for 96 hours releases enough toxins to kill half the fish that are exposed to it. This is especially disturbing given that our beaches are littered with cigarette butts. Each year, the Ocean Conservancy organizes an international coastal cleanup to remove litter from our shores, and each year they pick up more cigarette butts than any other type of trash. Last year, they removed over 2 million, that's 2 million too many cigarette butts, releasing toxins into our oceans. The tobacco industry takes little responsibility for where their products end up. Many other industries operate under Extended Producer Responsibility, or EPR, meaning they take responsibility for environmental management of their product. EPR has been applied to other hazardous products like batteries, paint, mattresses, and tires, but not cigarettes. Some environmentalists suggest removing filters from cigarettes altogether, which would decrease waste. A bill to that effect was introduced into the California State Assembly earlier this year. Though the bill failed, its sponsors plan to try again. Clearly, action must be taken to ensure the proper disposal and management of cigarette butts if we are to protect our own health and the health of our planet. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.